Welcome back to Sex Talks Podcast with me, your host, Salman Dasilo Henda Iyambo. As always, I'm super excited to be here with you, and I'm beyond grateful that you chose Sex Talks Podcast once again. We are kicking off yet another year, which is 2025, and I'm excited to be back. A huge thank you to all our returning listeners for being part of the journey. And if you're new here, welcome to the Sex Talks Podcast family. We are all about creating an informed and educated society where young people can have open conversations about sexual health, share their experiences, and hear from experts in the field. We are recording yet another episode live from the B3 Youth Campus in Katutura, thanks to our collaboration with the B3 Studios under the One Economy Foundation. You can find this youth-friendly space at the Multipurpose Youth Center or online at B3 Namibia. Is it too late to say compliments to the new year? Personally, my compliments to the new year go until end of February. So allow me to wish you a blessed and amazing 2025. May it be one for the books where we get to kick off everything on our goal list. For many of us, the first few months of the year are about setting goals, taking stock of our lives, and thinking about what we want to achieve for the year. Just as we set intentions of our personal growth, it's also a perfect time to reflect on our health, especially when it comes to sexual health. The holidays were fun, festive season was giving, we got to travel, we're socializing, and some of those things may have led to some risky decisions. It's essential to start off the year by making informed decisions and hearing or getting more information about what you may need to evaluate for the year 2025 when it comes to your health. And that's why we are here today to discuss a very, very important topic. PrEP and PEP. Those are two game changers when it comes to taking charge of your sexual health. Whether you are hearing about them for the first time or you need a refresher, this episode will give you all the facts that you may need to have a safe and an informed 2025 and even beyond, seeing that information or knowledge never gets old. Joining us today is Rosalia Nekongo as our very first guest for the year 2025, and she's a passionate healthcare professional from Windhoek. She has over 8 years of experience in healthcare, and she's a registered nurse with a bachelor's in nursing science from Vilvitra University, and she holds certifications in emergency medical care, occupational health and safety, and HIV clinical management. Currently, she is pursuing her master's in nursing science at the International University of Management, also known as IUM, majoring in service management. Rosalia is an expert in HIV prevention and care, and her work has touched so many lives, from working on the front lines during the COVID-19 pandemic to supporting communities through Star for Life. Her dedication to promoting sexual health is truly inspiring. Rosalia, I feel inspired just by reading your biography. Welcome to Sex Talks Podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Selma?
I'm amazing. I'm so excited to kick off this year. I couldn't wait to record this episode. And it's funny how 2 days ago, some of our listeners send a message through friends and they're like, can you please ask Selma when we are getting the next episode? So I'm really excited and cannot wait to kick off with this episode and make sure that it goes live and it gets to our listeners.
I'm glad and blessed to be the first that you're ever having for this beautiful year.
Indeed. Now, let's jump into Rosalia. Can you please explain to us what PrEP and PEP are and why or how are they important to
us? It's abbreviated, right? So what I'm going to do now is explaining what they stand for. Mm-hmm. So PrEP is pre-exposure prophylaxis, mm-hmm. which just defines it as medications that you take to prevent you from getting exposed, right? And then PEP is post-exposure prophylaxis, which is now medication that you take after you have been exposed.
What exactly are we exposed to?
By exposure, we mean HIV and AIDS. Not other STIs, but HIV and AIDS. Mm-hmm. So what pre-exposure or PrEP does is that they prevent you from getting HIV and AIDS, right? Mm-hmm. And then with the PEP, It also helps protect you from getting HIV and AIDS once you have been exposed.
Yes. Mm, so one is taken before you are exposed to HIV.
Yes.
So if I think I'm exposed,
you're preventing yourself from getting more like you getting a COVID shot, mm-hmm. before, so that you don't get COVID, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. That's one way to put
it. Or we can take it as in you using contraceptives so that you don't fall pregnant, other than post, whereby you now have to take like a morning after pill mm-hmm. to prevent you from getting
pregnant
once you've already been exposed. That is PEP.
Thank you, Rosalia. Now, why is it especially important for young people to understand these two options at the beginning of the year and, you know, seeing the festive season that we are coming from? You know, it was fun times, travels, socializing and everything.
I think it's best that all the youth and young people get to know about the differences between PrEP and PEP. Mm-hmm. Reason being is that, you know, we are young. They're vigilant. They want to enjoy life. But then you wanting to enjoy life is taking precautions and measures to prevent yourself from getting HIV and AIDS. So by knowing this earlier on, you would know the differences between you protecting yourself prior before getting exposed mm-hmm. and in circumstances where you have been exposed, then you know at least what to do after that you have been exposed.
All right. Now let's break it down, Rosalia. Who should consider taking PrEP and PEP? And what are the steps involved in getting started? Where do I find this PrEP and PEP?
Okay. Everybody is prone or should be able to get PrEP and PEP, mm-hmm. right? But indicatively, I would suggest people that are in multiple relationships mm-hmm. or people that, that's not for PrEP, or people that are in relationships and they don't know their partner's HIV status. And also people that are in relationships with people that are already HIV positive. Those should be taking PrEP. Mm-hmm. And for those that should be taking PEP, remember this is the difference between mm-hmm. PrEP and PEP. Mm-hmm. So those that should be taking PEP are those that are exposed, right? By exposing, we mean that it's either you have shared needles or you had a needle prick. You have had unprotected sex or the condom have burst and you don't know the HIV status of the person that you are in contact with. Mm-hmm. Or in cases of rape as well, you should be taking PEP.
Okay. Now, how soon after and before exposure should one take any of those two medications?
Okay, with PrEP, you are required to be taking it for as long as you believe you are exposed. Right. Mm-hmm. So if you have multiple partners, you are in a relationship with somebody that is HIV positive, or you don't know your partner's HIV status and you don't trust them, then you need to be taking those medications every single day for as long as you feel you know that you are prone to being exposed to the virus. And then PEP is usually taken immediately, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Immediately, I would stand by immediately, because then your chances of getting the virus after you've been exposed is very minimal. But then, according to our guidelines, at least you have up to 72 hours to get to the nearest facility and get PEP.
Okay. You mentioned about nearest facilities. Where can one get? Is it like in the pharmacies, is it at the clinics? Where can one get this medication in Namibia?
Okay. PEP and PrEP are prescribed by qualified doctors and nurses mm-hmm. who are usually NEMA trained. So these are at your nearest clinics, especially public clinics or hospitals. And then also other private GPs also get to prescribe it as well. And then we also find NGOs, let me say like BeFree. Mm-hmm. BeFree is also one of them that get to provide services such as PrEP and PEP.
Okay, now let's say that I feel like I've been exposed and I want to go to a pharmacy to get one. Do I need a prescription or can I just walk in the pharmacy and say, I've shared a needle with someone and I kind of need this urgently?
Unfortunately not. You can't. It's not an over-the-counter medications that you just get to buy. We have procedures mm-hmm. that are put in place because point number one, first of all, we need to make sure that you are HIV-free, mm-hmm. right? By HIV-free, what we mean is that you need to be tested.
Okay.
Being tested, the moment that you're HIV negative, then that is when, because now we wouldn't want you coming saying that, for example, that you have been raped or you have unprotected sex with this person yesterday, but unfortunately, you didn't know your HIV status as well, and you might be positive already prior before that. So if you're positive prior before that, then definitely you'll be initiated on ART with the guidance and the counseling. But then now once you're HIV negative, that's when now we look at giving you PrEP or PEP, right? And once you are on PrEP, what we do is after every 3 months, you come back in and then we retest you just to make sure that you have been taking your medications and you're still HIV negative to continue with the treatment. While with PEP, once you get your prescription, you're supposed to take it after 28 days. Mm-hmm. And after your 28 days, we do a retest in 6 weeks' time just to make sure that when you got exposed, you were not in your window period and you are still okay.
What's a window period, Rosalia?
Window period is... Sorry. Window period, it's a very good question. Mm-hmm. Window period is you being exposed, but during the time that you were tested, right? Mm-hmm. You might be HIV positive, but during the time that you were tested, your results were negative. So it means that by that time, the virus was still awakening up, right? Mm-hmm. And then that is why we usually do the post-test, the HIV post-test after your treatments, just to make sure that you are safe.
Yeah, I like the terminology, but I'm just like, am I sure I understand where we are headed to exactly?
Yes, sir.
Now, we keep mentioning medication. Does this come in a form of an injection? Is it a pill? Or how does it look like? Give us an overview of what PrEP and PEP is.
At this stage, we have pills. The injections are not yet in our facilities. Let me say in the public sector facility that I work in, mm-hmm. We prescribe pills.
Okay.
Yes.
And Rosalia is indeed right. We at the B-Free Youth Campus, we have the B-Free Cares Clinic that offers all sorts of services to young people. So you can definitely be able to come in and get PrEP and PEP. And you also get to see doctors. You also get to receive services like HIV testing. So do make sure to pop by. And while we are at it, you can also be able to renew your membership for as little as $8 Namibian. And this can be done through the online application, or you could come in to pick up your physical application to renew your membership for the year 2025. Now, Rosalia, I like how you've mentioned that the services are free. But given the world that we are currently living in, mm-hmm. there are myths and there are misconceptions around who's perceived to take PrEP and PEP. What are some of now this common myths and misconceptions that you've come across? Because one of them is if you're taking either of the medication, then you're HIV positive. That's what we hear in our society.
Yes, that is definitely one of the myths that we have heard of as well. Mm-hmm. But there are a variety of myths that are out there. Some would say, no, if you're taking PrEP, then it's because you are busy. I don't know if I can use this word.
This is Sex Talks Podcast. We let the youth speak.
Okay.
And we believe in freedom of expression. So by all means, please go ahead.
Yeah. If you're taking this medication, that means is that you're loose, or you are a slut, you know, mm-hmm. such words that are being used, and you're not taking care of yourself and stuff. But these are just precautions that you are doing or taking just to save yourself from being a victim of the virus, right? Mm-hmm. So that is why there are quite a lot of myths that you'll find there, quite a lot. But one thing you need to put in mind is that you are responsible for your own health, mm-hmm. and you need to make sure that you take precautions to take care of yourself. So that is why we are having this talk today, early in the beginning of the year, so that you take the right decisions.
Indeed. It's still February.
Yes.
So make sure you have the necessary precautions in place to protect yourself, regardless of the myths out there, because if anything, you are the one who's taking charge of your sexual health by seeking the necessary services.
Definitely.
Not the one that is spreading the myths and looking down on you to say you are a slut. You know where you come from.
Yes.
Now, you've mentioned those two types of medication. Do they come with any side effects, and if any, that us as young people should be aware of?
Yes, they do have side effects such as headaches, dizziness, nausea or diarrhea, and then vomiting. There are quite a few, but remember that every person as an individual is unique. So not everybody gets the side effects. And when you do get them, they're very minimal and they don't last for long as well. So you can still continue taking your medications.
When you say they don't last for long, how long is it that it's normal and how soon do I need to go back to the health facility if I'm experiencing this?
The sooner the better, because you might have a diverse side effect towards them and they might need to be stopped, right? Mm-hmm. But then now, minimal, when I'm saying minimal, is that not everybody gets it.
Okay.
Yeah, not everybody gets it. And trust me, you have a variety of now the different side effects that I've listed, but it's not that as an individual you get all the side effects at once. So you might have minor headaches, or the first week you'll be vomiting or have the diarrhea. But if it prolongs over a week, then you should get a bit worried.
Okay. So please do take note that if it prolongs for more than a week, please be worried and go back to your health facility because only they can be able to advise you better. And just to put it out there, similar to contraceptives, bodies react differently to mm-hmm. what you're given. So please do take note that it will not be the same as to how it's been for the next person.
For the next person,
so
yes.
That is definitely good to keep in mind. Saying that we're coming from festive season and it's still a new year, but it gets busy, babe. We're going to party, we are going to travel, and anything can happen and one can easily be exposed to either HIV and even beyond. How can they ensure that one is protected just beyond PrEP and PEP?
Condomize. I'll preach on that, condomize. Because you taking PrEP or you taking PEP does not mean that you will not get other STI infections. And also it does not mean that you will not get pregnant, because this just protects you from HIV and AIDS. But other infections, you're prolonged to getting them. And also, please be reminded, evaluate the people around you, it being your friends, family, your colleagues. Not everybody has a good character, right? So some might spike your drink, so you need to be at work. If you find yourself in a situation where you went out to a party, you went out clubbing, and you wake up in some random room, you might have your clothes on or they might be off, because you don't really know what might have happened. You know, once you're intoxicated, once you're intoxicated, you don't really know what happens. Mm-hmm. Please, by the next hours that you know you are yourself, please go to your nearest facility and then take these measures. If it's a rape case, go through Genter, and then Genter will take you definitely through the ART clinics where you get your PEP prescription written for you, and your counseling will be done as well for you, just to make sure that you are protected.
Wow, that's a handful of how you can actually ensure that one is well protected. Thank you so much, Rosalia. Now, given that PrEP and PrEP is given as now a subscription to someone, now, how do you encourage one to start a conversation with their partners when they're initiating this? Do you need to let your partner know that you're taking it? How do you start having the conversation around how do you both protect yourself? And the other question that popped in my head was, can we both take the same medication? Or how does it work if you have that one partner, but you just never know what's happening there?
Okay, so let me say we're talking about PrEP in that question. Mm-hmm. What happens most of the time is that if your partner is HIV positive already, he's already taking ART medication, which is the antiretroviral therapy, right? Mm-hmm. So those are already different medications that are prescribed for your partner because they are already positive. And then in your case, you'll be taking PrEP because now you are preventing yourself from getting the virus that he already has. Right? And then when you find now partners where your partner doesn't want to get tested, because we need to get there first. Because if me and my partner have to start having this conversation, then it means that we need to start off the right path. And the right path is us getting tested to know our statuses, right? So the moment that my partner doesn't want to get tested, then I should be worried. That is why most of the time we end up taking this PrEP, because now the partner's status are unknown. So it's quite difficult for you to actually get both partners to take PrEP, because then it just shows that there's a trust,
disconnect.
Yeah, disconnect and trust issue in between the two parties.
Now I'm just going to give you a scenario given the world that we are currently living in, because you're my partner, but I have other partners.
Mm-hmm.
And the other partner is also your partner, but they have other partners. What happened in such incidences?
Then if they both know that they have multiple partners, then you'll find that they are both taking PrEP, mm-hmm. right? But they don't tell each other, which mm-hmm. it's very rare for them to both know that, okay, I have 5 other partners, my partner has 10 other partners, and he's taking PrEP, I'm taking PrEP. So it's one of those situations. Yeah, it's one of those situations, honestly. It is. So you can't really tell that, okay, both partners are aware of their multiple partners and they decide to pop up and both get PrEP. It's rare cases.
But at least they're protecting themselves.
Yes. I have never come across one yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it might be, I think it's going to be very, very interesting.
No, because my saying is, so both of them are protecting themselves. It shouldn't be that much of a big deal.
Yeah, right? Because they're both protecting themselves.
Bingo.
Yes.
We love the fact that they're being safe out there. So yes. It's definitely a good thing.
But always condomize, guys, because PrEP, HIV, other STIs, gonorrhea, syphilis, it doesn't protect you.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Please, always condomize.
Condomize.
Condoms are available like, at your house.
Have double guns. You have a pistol. You have a bazooka. You're well protected.
Girl, I love the advice that you're giving. In Feb. Guys, it's time to stock up and know which one is your fighter or which ones are your fighters.
Mm-hmm.
Because Rosalia made sure to say dual protection is the way forward. Now, for someone who's now in a situation whereby they're scared of starting a conversation with their partner, but they're also scared for their health mm-hmm. in terms of maybe they're infected, maybe they're not. How would you give advice in terms of starting a conversation with your partner to get tested?
Getting tested, if your partner, first of all, you can have a mini, jokeful kind of conversation with your partner,
mm-hmm.
just for you to see where the level of understanding is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you able to have HIV conversations with them without them reacting towards it? And do they really understand the pros and cons of the virus? If not, then you can always come to your nearest facility because
mm-hmm.
we have the most friendliest, knowledgeable, qualified doctors and nurses that are qualified to give you all this information. And we won't judge you. Mm-hmm. I promise we don't. I don't. We don't judge you at all. And we'll really give you the best advice based on your questions or give you more information just in regards to the virus and health issues that you might be have concerns about. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for providing us with this valuable information as to how we can better protect ourselves throughout the year 2025 and beyond. Now, before we wrap up, we are going to my favorite part of the show. That is now the quick fire chat, where we give you 3 questions and you get to answer honestly based on now your profession and your personal capacity. The first question is, what's that one thing everyone should prioritize about their sexual health for the year 2025?
Knowing your status. It's very important. That is the first priority.
All right.
Because when you know where you stand, then you know what precautions to be taking.
Know your status. Very short and sweet. Our second question of the fire chats is, what's that one thing that you want our listeners to take away from this conversation or to know about PrEP and PEP?
PrEP and PEP are safe to take and they're available in all our facilities, especially countrywide, our public facilities to be specific.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they're affordable, meaning they are free. No cent for it, no. All right. Not a dollar.
And our final question for the day mm-hmm. is, what's that one piece of advice for someone who's nervous about seeking sexual health services?
Honestly, be free. Be free to consult any of your medical officers, the nurses, because we are trained to give you all the information. We are qualified. We have the knowledge. And we have a very friendly environment that can make you at ease. And we are there to listen and we'll never judge you.
I see what she did there. Be free. We are there and we will never judge you. That brings us to the end of our very first episode for 2025. Thank you so much, Rosalia, for joining us today and sharing your expertise with us. This topic is one that is very crucial, and we appreciate you in helping us kick off the year with your valuable knowledge. It's really been amazing being with you here today.
Thank you so much for this interview. I was looking forward to it. And after all, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful Monday. And look at the weather.
Yeah, the weather is definitely
the weather is perfect.
And to our listeners, remember, taking care of your sexual health is one of the best gifts that you can give to yourself this year. Stay safe, stay informed, and don't forget that you have the power to make educated, empowered decisions about your body and your health. For more resources, please do visit your nearest health center or the Be Free Youth Campus for more information on PrEP and PEP. Stay tuned, stay healthy, and let's make the best of 2025. And with that being said, amigos, adios.